Thank you for listening to this Podcast One Sportsnet production, available on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
Time to play with pain, where sports and inaccuracy collide. Now, here's your host, veteran sportscaster, and the voice of the International Speed Fishing Championships, Jet Waterhouse.
Oh, brother! Hello again, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. My guest today, one of the best actors ever. I don't care what league you're playing. Eric Roberts coming up in just a bit. First, let me thank the folks that sponsor this podcast for real. True Car for all your car buying needs. And BetOnline.ag, Podcast One's trusted partner in all things gaming. And hey, if you like my show, you're going to love Offbeat with Ricky Anderson and Mir Harris on Podcast One. Join the head of A&R for the Kanye West-founded label Good Music and the music exec-turned-activist as they sit down for strange stories and offbeat conversations with some of the biggest names in music, comedy, entertainment, and more. Download new episodes of Offbeat with Ricky Anderson and Mir Harris every week on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One. And as always, before we get to my guest, the great Eric Roberts, time for the Waterhouse Update, brought to you by VIP, America's most exclusive porta potty. Golf, the Masters, funny name for a course built on an old plantation. Tension thicker than Sia's bangs. Tiger Woods, like Lazarus, back from the dead. He eked out the victory like a hog squeezing through a dog door. Tiger beat none other than Italian Prime Minister Francesco Molinari. So as of today, Woods is running Italy. I'm pretty sure I have that right. Tiger's girlfriend celebrated by programming all low-end chain restaurants out of his GPS. How bad is the rest of the PGA? They got beat by an old divorced drug addict who's had multiple back surgeries. Next week, they plan on losing to Gary Busey. That PGA update brought to you by Chef Theyard, the gender-neutral can of ravioli. NBA playoffs, Milwaukee clobbers Detroit. Game over quicker than Sunday Mass in Las Vegas. Houston hammers Utah so easily James Harden's beard had 7 assists. NHL playoffs, you don't really need to know anything for a couple of weeks. That playoff update brought to you by Throwbacks, the e-cigarette you light with a match. America's pastime. No, not taking an ancestry test and then for some reason telling everybody you did not take an ancestry test. Baseball, don't look now. Tampa Bay and Minnesota are in first place. You know what? Look now. It may not last the weekend. And finally, this week in sports history, the year 1909, the place, New York, New York, the Giants' Red Ames throws a no-hitter for 13 innings and somehow loses to the Dodgers. A scant 107 years later, that blueprint was followed to a T by Hillary Clinton. This Waterhouse update brought to you by the Marianas Trench Coat, featuring the deepest pockets in the business. Now, finally, it's talk time. My guest today, one of the best actors this country's ever produced. He starred in classics like Star 80, Pope of Greenwich Village, countless TV roles. The guy can do it all from pee your pants scary to hilarious. He's currently crushing it in La Reina del Sur. Eric Roberts. Eric, welcome to the show. How are you, buddy?
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. It's such a pleasure to be here. I love what you said about Tiger Woods.
It's true. Hey, listen, I always try to guess the athletic body type of my guest. And you look, seriously, you're walking a little slower, but you look like you could play Division II fullback right now.
Division II fullback?
Yeah, yeah. You got the.
No, I would not get off the bench if they said go play fullback. I'd say no, I'm not getting up.
No, you're not.
No,
you're not. What'd you play? Wait, no. Now, first of all, you grew up like down south, which is like football heaven.
The deep south.
Yeah, yes, Georgia, yes. Mississippi, down in there.
New Orleans, Atlanta.
Did they force you into football down there? Because tell me, it can get grim down there.
As a matter of fact, I wanted to play football, and my father wouldn't let me because I was too small. He said, you're going to get killed out there. So he wouldn't let me.
And you know, probably right. Now you look at the evidence now.
He wasn't wrong.
No.
No, I
hated it at the time, probably. Rebelled.
I have trouble with short-term memory anyway. If I played football, I wouldn't have any memories.
You wouldn't have any at all. I do, too. In fact, I might ask two or three of the same questions again.
That'll be great because I can always give you a different answer.
That's true. That's cool. That's how good an actor you are.
We'll keep it fresh.
What'd you play? Did you play anything? High school? What'd you wind up? Did you like golf?
I ran cross country. I played soccer. I ran track. All the little skinny boy sports.
Yeah,
I did.
Skinny boy. Yeah. Cross country's big.
Yeah, it is.
That's big where I'm from too, Wisconsin. That's huge up there. Run through the woods. You know, when I was I ran track for a little bit, and they made me run the mile, and I was no good at it. I ran it reluctantly.
The mile is a sprint. People don't know that.
Yeah. But
the mile is a sprint.
A super long sprint.
You run a quarter mile in 58, 59 seconds every quarter mile.
Yes.
Yeah, I know. It's killer.
It's ridiculous.
But that was back in 1973 they're running that fast. God knows how fast they're running now.
Now they're banging out like 340 miles.
Wow.
Yeah, that's the world record's like 342.
Oh, that's insane. I haven't kept up.
The announcers would have said to me he's running the race reluctantly. That's the term they would use.
So
what's your greatest athletic moment? Did you do cross-country, soccer? What would you do? It could be yesterday.
My greatest athletic moment is retiring. That's my greatest athletic moment.
Our first ever spit take from me. That's impressive. Wow. retire from everything.
He quit. Yeah, good for him.
Big parade in downtown somewhere in Georgia.
Atlanta.
Anyway, see, there you go, Atlanta. All right, let's who do you root for? You root for Atlanta?
No. Are you kidding? They did not give Hank Aaron what his due.
No, they didn't.
And ever since they didn't do that, I'm done with them. All their teams, I'm done with them. I loved them up till that. I love Hank Aaron, and I'm all Atlanta teams.
Out. This is an interesting connection. Because I grew up in Wisconsin, a Braves fan. That's how old I am. Aaron was there. Aaron was there.
They were a great team.
Oh, man, they were awesome. I'll say this. I don't think I've ever said this publicly. 10 years old, watching Hank Aaron hit a home run in Milwaukee County Stadium, rounds the bases, goes in that little dugout tunnel.
Right.
Has a cigarette.
Hank, what are you doing, dude?
How great is that? That's back when cigarettes were still considered good for your digestion.
Are you kidding me?
That's like 100 years ago.
That's funny.
It's so great. But I agree, yeah. So Atlanta's off. So do you root for L.A. teams? Or who?
No, I'm not an L.A. fan, although the L.A. Rams can win me over if they're good enough for a couple more years. But
yeah.
I like all the East Coast teams. I like the Patriots. I like the Jets. I like the Giants. I like Tampa Bay.
Yeah, sure. Why not, man? They had some rough years. Yeah. But then they pulled out of it.
They did. They have.
Like a waitress with a bad memory. They just keep coming at you, the Tampa Bay Bucks.
Ooh.
Hey, let's talk some acting. What the hell? Let's dive right in. You're like, you seen this kid from Milwaukee, the Bucks basketball, Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Of course.
You're like him. You're like the acting. He goes straight to the hoop. Watch him play. He like gets the ball. He doesn't like Steph Curry around. He just goes, where's it? Right to the hoop. Like four steps, he said. That's the way I think of your acting career. Right to the role. You just hit it right to the role. Like a runaway train. You get an Oscar nomination for that. You make an escape con stealing a train seem believable.
It was fun.
Because let's be honest, you go one inch too far with that, you're in Harvey Korman territory. You know what I mean? You could. How do you find that little niche and make that guy believable?
Speaking of Harvey Korman territory.
Brilliant.
I've done Harvey Korman territory.
You have? You've been a resident in Harvey Korman territory?
By the way, before we get too far away from it, Lorena del Sur, it airs on Telemundo. The debut is April 22nd at 10 o'clock, 9 central.
Don't miss it.
I
saw the trailer for Lorena del Sur.
Yeah.
It was in Spanish.
Yeah.
I do not speak Spanish. I was on the edge of my seat.
Well, this is the first time with English closed captioning.
Oh, that's brilliant. I'll need that.
Who knew?
Yeah, yeah. But you kind of don't. I tell you, I'm watching it. I go, I'm like 8 seconds in. I go, ooh, this gal, I got to root for her. Oh, look out. She's getting shot at. Oh, these people are bad. They're coming after her. No, don't let the bad people get away in the big car. It was stuff like that.
It's a very dramatic show.
They painted the picture. You didn't even need language.
It's also very romantic.
Ooh, they get in on that action.
There we go.
Do you?
No, I don't. Or at least not yet.
You're a senator type character.
I'm a senator. I know.
Is there corruption involved in your Senate type character?
There always will be.
Yeah, well, it's politics. There's always going to be
there
corruption.
You can't
tell me back in Grecian times they didn't take a little palm grease, a little something.
Of course they did.
Sure.
Of course they did.
They had to. Now listen to them love scenes. You've had some of those. I had Danny Trejo in here. You know Danny Trejo.
You had a love scene with Danny Trejo?
No. I might have got a little ahead of myself.
I launched Danny Trejo's career.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
He mentioned that.
I'm so proud of that. I can't see straight. Oh, I love Danny Trejo.
He's the best. Danny Trejo said about a love scene, I said, are they hard? Are they tough? And he said, he literally said this. I'm paraphrasing just a bit. He said, is it a woman? I'm good.
Wait, here's how I look at love scenes. It's like a first date. You have to take care of the girl, and you have to be polite, and you have to not overstep your boundaries.
Wow.
Yeah.
And nowadays, that's date 1 through 10.
Yeah,
or you're going to get hashtagged right out of the business.
Well, you know, the girls have been, to put it mildly, crapped on for a long time.
Long time.
This is fine. It's happening.
Yeah, it is. It's really good.
Yeah.
And so that's the key is you got to treat them with respect, even inside the character. Even if you're playing a bad character, you got to figure out a way to kind of lumber that baby through to the pillow.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to.
You have to let them know you're there for them.
Now, we're going to keep talking about Lorena Del Sur, but I got to ask you.
Ask me.
As an Italian, this Pope of Greenwich Village thing stuck with me forever. You and Mickey Rourke. I can't even describe it. It's like listening to Sinatra. It's like not even a movie. You know what I mean? It's just like...
It's a slice of life.
It's perfect.
Yeah.
And there's so many... the dialogue. I mean, everybody knows Charlie...
Vinny Patrick. I know. He's brilliant.
Charlie, they got my thumb. Everybody knows that. But there's so many others. There's the... What is that? You got the tough mozzarella. Sometimes your mozzarella's tough. The guy said
a shoe leather. My favorite line in the Pope of Greenwich Village is, Charlie, what do you need a new suit for? You got no job to wear it to.
That's so great. Every line. There's another one that Charlie's character says about Italians. We outgrow pants, not people.
There you go.
That's so beautiful.
I know.
Now, you're in that movie. You're a young kid. You're working with Mickey Rourke. Do you have any idea... Well, you might have because you had, even though you were young, you had a lot of experience up to that point. But did you know that script was something special?
Of course I did. I read that script in January of that year. I was up in Hartford doing a play. And I read the play in January. And they offered me, they came to me and they said, okay, who do you want to play, Paulie or Charlie? It's your choice. I said, I want to play Paulie. They said, we're hoping you'd play Charlie. I said, why? They said, because... He's a leading man. He's your type, blah, blah, blah. I said, no, you know, Paulie's a better part, but I'm not going to play him as written. He's written as a tough thug.
Right.
I'm going to play him different. They said, whatever you do is fine. So from January to September, I lost 30 pounds, and I permed my hair, and I developed a character, and I showed up ready to go. We had a week of rehearsal, and the director asked me to stay after rehearsal after the third day, and I did. What's up, dude? He goes, why are you so skinny? I said, I want to be a walking spaz attack. He goes, okay. Why'd you perm your hair? I said, same thing, walking spaz attack. And then he goes, what is a walking spaz attack? I said, you know, John Belushi, only skinny. He said, this guy's a tough thug. I said, that's how he's written, but I'm not playing that.
No, you got to play them like 90% of Italian guys actually are.
They're mama's boys.
They think they're tough, and they're not, and then their ego gets them in trouble, and then they got to act tough.
There you go.
That's the key. Lived it my whole life. Unbelievable. Maybe that's why I love the movie. But, man, and then you stuck with it.
Yeah.
How do you just told the director, that's it, I'm just doing it that way.
Well, that director asked me to resign. And I said, no.
It's like a chess match.
No, he did. He said, I would like you to resign because we disagree.
Oh, good Lord.
I said, I'm not going anywhere. I've been working on this for 7 months.
Yeah.
I'm not going anywhere. So the producers fired him. And they brought in Stuart Rosenberg, who directed a great movie.
An unbelievable movie. Classic.
Yeah. Isn't Stuart perfect? That's a great movie.
It is. And you've hung, to some degree, with Mickey Rourke.
We're friends.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a great cat.
He's unbelievable, man.
Yeah, and Mickey's cool. Mickey gets a bad rap, but I love that guy, and he's a decent man.
Yeah, yeah.
And a great actor. One of my favorite performances ever in the history of acting is a movie called Barfly. Ever see it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. He's perfect in that movie.
He's incredible.
I know.
He's incredible in just about anything he does.
I agree with you.
Walking out, he's the one guy who I would put his TMZ tapes on his resume. Like when he walks out of a bar, you just go, this is gold. This is just gold here.
That's a great
All right, Lorena Del Sur, how you get this? How do you come to this?
They came to me.
Want to
be in our show? I said, sure. When do I show up? And all my friends who are of the Southern descent, being a Spanish, they all love this show. They said you have to do it, and then one of my daughters told me you have to do it.
So that's great.
So I did it.
Hey, the daughter says you got to do it. You do it.
It happens. Yeah.
And then you get in, and you got to realize at some point, oh, they know what they're doing here. They're kind of painting a nice picture here. Yeah. I better get it together. Hey, you ever been in a situation? Because you got it. You've done a billion things. Now, there's got to be some situations where you know this probably isn't going to be as good as some of the things you've done. How do you get through that and maintain like a professional level?
You have to have humor and you have to have kindness.
That's interesting. Humor and kindness. I got to try it.
And you just can't judge people hard, you know, because
we
all have bad days.
Right.
We all have good days. So, you know, you can't judge people, you know.
That's true.
Too harshly.
You never know where the project came from or what was the motivation behind it.
And everybody's got a story. Exactly.
Hey, that piece of advice brought to you by Motorboats, the restaurant that's just a little more fun than Hooters. All right. Now, so you get this. April 22nd's the premiere, right?
Yes, it is.
And what happens this season? Because last season was a cliffhanger.
If I could tell you, I would. But if I speak of it, I will lose my left hand.
Oh, my goodness. You're already down a thumb.
Yeah, they take
right. Pope or Greenwich Village, you can't lose a hand now.
You're right. I've only got nine fingers.
Although now. You play soccer, you could probably use both hands and just still go ahead and do it. All right, we're going to – here's it. How do you shift gears from drama to comedy? Follow me here. A lot of actors can't shift that gear. They think they can, and then they get into the comedy, and they're not really that funny. You went from In Cold Blood on TV, cold-blooded killer. Like, the next thing you do is three seasons of Less Than Perfect.
Actually, four seasons.
Where you're hilarious.
No, I was never hilarious.
Yeah, no.
I have been funny. I have been
throwing
funny.
A flag.
That's not one of the things I was funny.
Yeah,
on.
But I disagree. I think you know how to shift that gear. It's like playing all nine positions in a ball game. You know when they send the guy around. How do you mentally go? All right, I just did a big dramatic.
That is very kind of you, and I love hearing that from you. But that piece of work on that show is my least favorite I ever did in my career. Only because I wasn't up to it. I wasn't good enough. I think
you're hard on yourself. I think you're pulling a Bill Belichick here. You're a little hard on yourself.
Bill and I, if I could only say I've won six Oscars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, they don't vote on the Super Bowl.
That's great. Yeah, That's great.
If they did, he might not have any.
You're so right.
You know, line him up and play him. All right, listen, I got a bona fide big-time actor with me. Time for Advice Corner. Actual takeaway from the great Eric Roberts. I got some, I might have some listeners who are into this, you know, young actors, stuff like that. So these are actual legitimate questions. I don't ask those too often. So straight ahead answers is fine by me.
Standing by.
Quick tip to help you memorize script pages. If you got a lot coming at you, what would a young actor do to help memorize? Do you have any tips?
It's all about repetition. You do it over and over and over again. Up to your, I can't believe I'm doing this again. Yes, you are. And you do it like 30, 40, 50, 60, 75 times. and you have it, and it belongs to you. You just have to do it. So you have to sit down alone, take the time, and work. It's as simple as that.
So quit bulking up your biceps. And bulk up the memory muscles. There's enough studs walking around Hollywood.
And it gets easier and easier the more you do it.
Yeah, because you're exercising that muscle.
Exactly.
Brilliant. When in doubt, do what? Like when you're in a scene, because I have watched a lot of your stuff and a lot of actor stuff. When I can see something like, say you're a young kid, you're suddenly in a scene with De Niro. You're thrown in, you got three lines. When in doubt, because, you know, your ass has got to be in your throat, what do you do?
Okay, if you go up or there's a pause or it's your line and you've lost it, you make a fist with your right hand, you put it over your mouth, you close your eyes, and everybody thinks, oh, something's good coming. And then you open your eyes and you put your hand down and they all saw you have a thought that was fascinating.
Wow. I love it.
That's how you cover your hiney.
You keep them visually interested.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, man, that's brilliant. When do you take a shot on going off the page? Do you have to wait till you know a director well? Or when do you decide, ooh, I got something in my head?
Well, the only time I go off the page is after I own the page. It's my page, so now I can step off it.
Great tip.
But you don't go off the page up till you own the page. This is how I feel.
Uh-huh.
And when you own the page, you go off, on, around, through, whatever you
want. And they're going to let you do it.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Because you own the page.
It's like Ricky Henderson. He steals when he wants. Best tip for working with a director?
Listen.
That's
listen,
hard for a lot
listen.
Of people.
And when you disagree, keep it to yourself.
I like it. How do you? Oh, I think we talked about that.
What?
How do you pull off a sex scene? You said you
politely.
Politely. Yeah. Because Trejo, he was like a thirsty coyote coming out of the hills.
Oh, Danny.
He was just
Danny.
Like, yeah, fine, whatever you do. Now, have you ever had a same-sex scene?
I have with Gregory Harrison in a great movie called It's My Party.
Great actor.
And Gregory Harrison's a great actor.
Really
and a
underrated.
Great guy.
Yeah.
And he's not underrated. He's well-respected. He's a great guy and a great actor and a great person just to work with. I love Gregory.
Same tip.
Anyway, he and I kissed. We had a big, wet kiss. And our crew was mostly gay. And he and I think,
they weren't at that point, they were after. You and Gregory Harrison smooching.
Gregory,
I might give it a whack.
Gregory and I and George Siegel, I think, were the three straight guys on that set. And after we kissed, the crew applauded.
Wow.
Yeah.
Man, well done.
Who knew?
That Advice Corner brought to you by UDrive, the app that lets you rent your own car to take you wherever you want to go. I guess it's come to that. Hey, speaking of cars, this is one of my legit sponsors. These people are great. True Car. 60 seconds is as long as this commercial is going to take. I'm not going to burn your time. It's 60 seconds. You can get a couple of great tips from Eric Roberts about acting. You can do a few sit-ups. You can do whatever you want. You can also get an offer from True Cash. That's right. You can do it from your smartphone or your home. Just go to True Car. Simply enter your license plate number and watch how your car's details pop right up on the screen. Answer a few questions. You're going to get an accurate True Cash offer from a local True Car certified dealer. It's that easy. After that, you can bring your car in. They're going to check it out with you together. You can ask questions, get the answers you need so there's no surprises. Then simply leave with your check or, hey, trade in your car for a new ride. So when you are ready to experience a better way to sell or trade in your car, check out True Car today. All right, listen to me. Oh, this is very exciting. I've got Eric Roberts here, and now it's time for the Fiery Four.
The Fiery Four.
Eric, these are sports takes so hot, you gotta grab them with blowtorch mitts.
Whoa!
Yeah, fire number one. Tiger Woods wins, but he's balding. Will he still strike fear into opponents' hearts like he used to? Because he's looking a little older. You think? Because he used to walk onto a course.
Are you asking me?
Yeah, and guys would just go,
here's the only thing.
I got to get out of here. Guys would take a
camp. When you're balding, you cannot leave what's left. You have to shave it off.
Yeah.
So you have presence. You're all Yul Brynner strong with it. You can't be all kind of half hairy-headed weak.
So Tiger needs to shave.
Need to shave the head, Tig.
Shave the peanut and go for it. Fire number two. I love that. I'd love to see Tiger bald. What's the over-under for headlocks Mickey Rourke will put you in this year. I say five. I say Mickey Rourke will put you in five, more than five headlocks this year.
You mean me, Eric Roberts, headlocks?
Yes.
Zilch. He won't put me in.
You
won't,
he's too
he's my pal.
He doesn't do that to you.
Nah,
he does that to people he wants to, like...
humiliate.
Thank you. That's the word I was looking for.
That's the word you're looking for, yeah.
Fire number three. What sport would you put in the Olympics? Because I know the Olympics are coming to L.A. Three, 4 years, something like that.
Well, I'd like to put a sport I can play.
Maybe a bocce?
So maybe...
You and me could do a bocce
so
thing.
Maybe Scrabble.
Scrabble! that takes as much concentration as, curling?
Maybe Scrabble, because I play a lot of Scrabble on airplanes.
Really?
Maybe Scrabble.
So you have one of the travel cases where they fit, the squares fit right into like their own little brownie pan?
Exactly.
Oh, that's beautiful. I got to win me one of those.
There's so much fun if you travel a lot.
I'm going to try that. That's a good travel tip,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, it is.
We're going to put that in the advice corner, too. That's a double dip question.
There you go.
If you travel on a plane, Scrabble, travel Scrabble.
Travel Scrabble.
And now you know it kept me out
travel
of the bigs.
Scrabble.
Travel Scrabble. Fire number four. What's the best game in Vegas to play? You ever gambled? What do you like in Vegas?
I don't gamble. I have gambled, but I lose like $5 and quit. I'm not a crazy person.
Yeah.
But I like 21. I like blackjack.
Yeah, blackjack's fun.
So it's my wife. And my wife always wins like $100 and quits. She always does.
Man, that's smart.
Every single time we go.
That's like in Vegas, that's about a hamburger and a pickle.
Yeah, right.
$100.
Yeah.
That Fiery Four with the great Eric Roberts, brought to you by Stupidos. Really small bathing suits for really dumb guys. Now,
that is funny, dude.
Stupidos. Now, listen to me. We got a pop quiz coming up, but before we get to it, I'm going to give you time to figure out your questions and all of that. And I'm going to talk a little bit about my other sponsor here, betonline.ag, Podcast One Sports Nets. Partner in all things gaming. March Madness now over. Does it matter? NBA, NHL playoffs getting cranked up. I'm telling you, the NBA's wild. They had some great games the other night. Get in on all the action. Sign up today for a free account at betonline.ag. Use the promo code podcast1 for a 50% welcome bonus. You can do NBA, and you can bet inside games. So if James Harden's beard, something starts coming out of that and dribbling, you can bet on that. Is Boston ready for a run? Is Milwaukee going to stomp everybody? How far can Houston get? And can anybody catch Golden State? That's all you got to care about. And of course, NHL, you got Tampa Bay Lightning, you got Boston. Who's going to do it? Don't sit on the sidelines anymore. Get in on the action, and don't forget to use that promo code podcast1 or text bet now to 238-669. Receive a 50% welcome bonus. BetOnline.ag, your online sportsbook experts. Okay.
Nobody's going to catch Golden State.
I don't think so.
Nope.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
I think so. I think we can tune in a month.
Yeah.
And see that. We
You're so watching. Right, dude.
But, hey, you better go, bet, because it's still fun to bet. All right.
Don't pass that on.
Well, they're sponsors, and they're pretty good sponsors. All right, you got a pop quiz for me. We got a theme song here. Pop, pop, pop quiz.
That's adorable.
Thank you very much. And no licensing problems.
No, you wouldn't.
No, exactly. All right, I'm ready. Eric Roberts, the great Eric Roberts, giving Chet Waterhouse a pop quiz. Three questions. Here we go.
Okay. Oh, what do I start with? With food? Or with
doesn't matter.
Or
with start
sports?
With anyone you want.
Okay. What is a bake shop that specializes in pie, but spells pie without the E? I'm going to ask you that again. What is a bake shop that specializes in pie, but spells pie without the E?
Oh, brother. Pippin Stocking. I'm going to stick with that. Pippin Stocking.
Pippin Stocking is incorrect.
Oh, nuts.
It's piebakeshop.com with the pie sign.
Oh, really? Oh, like the math pie.
There you go.
So literally, eat all the pie you want. Down to the 43rd decimal.
It's calorie-less. Yes.
I'm 0-1 already. Oh, I'm digging out
and
of the hole.
Pie Bake Shop that makes those pies, they appear at the Studio City Farmers Market, and they deliver 7 days a week.
7 days? Pie?
pie, yeah.
Delivered?
Pie Bake Shop.
No, brother.
At www.piebakeshop.com.
Well, look for me in 6 months getting cut out of my bedroom because I'm 700 pounds.
Yeah,
see those where they
it
just,
can happen.
Forget it. Just cut the side of his house out. We got to get to the emergency room.
Yeah, there's a whole show like that.
Yeah, that was crazy. All right, I'm 0-1. Let me see if I can't regain my dignity here.
Okay, we'll try again. Now, this is a personal question. Yeah, how you going to do here? Who is Eric Roberts' favorite singer, songwriter, guitar player, recording artist who's touring with Fred Young?
They're all rolled up into one right now.
They are. And I'll give you a personal hint. Eric Roberts' stepson.
Oh, damn it. How come I missed that in the research? Gary, get Google online. I'm gonna rain down on somebody at Wikipedia.
The answer is Keaton Simons at KeatonSimons.com.
K-E-A-T-O-N-S-I-M-O-N-S.
Yeah.
The best. Keaton Simons is his name. He's going to skyrocket. I'm guessing it's a little bit country.
It's not the country because it's Brett.
Country pop. Yeah.
Brett.
But,
yeah,
Brett, yeah,
but
yeah.
He hates when I do this, but this kid Keaton might be one of the best half a dozen living guitar players on the planet.
Well, listen, if he's with Brett Young and then he just slides a little bit towards John Hiatt, I'm all in.
Okay, cool. I will let him know that.
I'm 0-2, but I'm all in. All right, this is just to save some level of grace. Question number three, oh brother. And listen, feel good, because I've done 65 of these, and I've won 3.
Ah.
So
this is not special.
No, you're doing well.
Okay. What is Eric Roberts' favorite? What is Eric Roberts' favorite sport?
Eric Roberts' favorite sport is soccer.
No.
Oh, nuts. Scrabble in the Olympics.
I played soccer because my father wouldn't let me play what?
Football.
Football is
Eric
Roberts'
favorite
sport.
Wow.
Yes, it is. Pro football. I can watch it till I die.
Well, you should be an assistant coach of the Rams. Because they only use good-looking guys on their sidelines. It's ridiculous.
I'm going to give you one more bonus question.
I'm taking a bonus question.
Okay, why is...
One guy who doesn't want bonus questions, but I'll take...
Why is the Lombardi Trophy named after Vince Lombardi?
It's named after Vince Lombardi because he coached the Green Bay Packers. They won the first 2 Super Bowls.
That is the answer. Yes, man.
Boom! Thank you very much. Oh, my God. That pop quiz from Eric Roberts brought to you by Southern Comforter, the liquor-scented bedspread. Sweet dreams with Southern Comforter. My guest today, the great Eric Roberts. Bigger thrill for me than getting hammered with Vern Lundquist down south 1 year. Listen to me. Watch Lorena Del Sur on Telemundo April 22nd, like
April
next
22nd.
Week.
There you go. It's
you got to watch
out.
This. I'm telling you. And now it's got English subtitles. You don't even need them. It's going to have you on the edge of the seat. It's a great, great thriller. Eric, thank you so much. Anything else you're plugging?
You know what? All the kids. Roberts, you know, the movie star, Keaton Simons, the rock and roll star, and Morgan Simons, the chef. They're
That's
the best.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
That's a dad right there. I got a shot to plug. Now I'm plugging my kids. I want a good Thanksgiving this year. So watch it. Lorena Del Sur. Follow me on Twitter at Chet Waterhouse and my comedian buddy at Real Jeff Cesario. Visit Jeff's new site, jeffcesario.com. Catch him at the Grove in Anaheim in front of the great Kevin James. Very funny guy. April 26th. Thank you all for tuning in. Support my sponsors, TrueCar and betonline.ag. If you want more of me this weekend, Eric and everybody, I'll be in Lightning Rod, Canada with my buddies Taft Hartley and PJ Bottoms calling the finals of the Weak-Handed Axe Throwing Championships. It is a wild blow. Bloody mess.
I'd love to see that.
It's Jeff Waterhouse reminding you to play with pain.
And now a sampling from the aforementioned Keaton Simons. This is Beautiful Pain.
It's like I'm being torn apart by all this beautiful pain. I know you want to be with me, but you gotta go to him. Freedom isn't really for me. Sink before you learn to swim. And I shudder in my sleep. I can hardly close my eyes. And then I wake up in a dream. Free now from a life of compromise.
never lost, but you never won. Cause you never fought and you never moved on. You never lost, but you never won. Cause you never fought and you never moved on. Don't be afraid of looking back. Everybody has a past. So now you got my heart racing in just a few days, and I wanna be patient so this doesn't fade away. If you're gonna save a life, maybe it should be your own. Cause baby, we don't have much time before we go stumbling home. And I know that we just met, but what I never understood, how can something be that bad when it feels this good? And I shudder in my sleep. I can hardly close my eyes. And then I wake up in a dream, feeling out from a life of compromise. You never lost, but you never won. Cause you never fought and you never moved on. You never lost, but you never won. Cause you never fought and you never moved on. Don't be afraid of looking back. Everybody has a past. So now you got my heart racing in just a few days, and I wanna be patient so this doesn't fade away. No, so this doesn't fade away. No, so this doesn't fade away. You never lost, but you never won. Never fought and you never moved on. You never lost, but you never won. Cause you never fought and you never moved on. You never lost, but you never won. Cause you never fought and you never moved on. You never lost, but you never won. Cause you never fought and you never moved on. Never. Don't be afraid of looking back. Afraid of looking back. Everybody has a plan, yeah. And now you got my heart racing in just a few days, and I wanna be patient so this doesn't fade away. Got my heart racing in just a few days, and I wanna be patient so this doesn't fade away. Why's it gotta be so hard? Why's it gotta be this way? It's like I'm being torn apart, all this beautiful pain.